Oh yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. Again, God is moving by the Spirit. We all see from the Holy Spirit to the day of redemption, and we'll ever be with the Lord. He did everything perfect.
Amen.
In communing with Him, He thinks of everything. Now, I love the way that she pointed out. She spent a little time in sharing about the emblems and what they, these are representations of what to expect from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Every emblem. And they tell us, they give us a word picture.
Amen.
Of what He's like and how He operates.
Amen.
So that we can operate in cooperation with Him. And I got a question. Where are we powerful? What makes us powerful? If you think of power, just like Ray was saying this morning, our speaking words, the words of life, the words of God, our power is in yielding to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I found myself winning when I yield to Him.
Amen.
And if I try to do something in my own strength and understanding and knowledge, it don't work the same. But when I yield to the Holy Spirit, He works through me. And it is powerful. Great things happen. Miracles happen that surprise me sometimes. And I speak, when I learned about the authority of the believer, I spoke words. Mm-hmm. I did what Kenneth Hagin taught, but I did it in faith.
Amen.
And I spoke the words. A guy named Chris Lucas taught me. He was the first person to teach me about authority. I worked with him at food. And he was an Italian Catholic, and he went to the Church of the Nazarene. He got saved and went to the Church of the Nazarene. And he told me that you have power. Jesus gave us power over Satan. And I knew I knew this for years. The church I went to taught it. Elder Lewis taught it. But Kenneth Hagin broke it down. But yielding to the Holy Spirit, I saw miracles happen just by yielding and speaking words of faith. Mary covered the dove last week. The dove, you know, we're a dove in nature. We can see a dove, how when doves come around, they come around peaceful situations. If a dove makes a nest on your front porch, you know, people will say that's a sign that you're a kind person because a dove came. Now the Holy Spirit came like a dove. As mighty as He is, came like a dove and remained on Jesus. And I had some revelation about the Holy Spirit resting on a person and resting on a church. That means that they continually yield to the Holy Spirit, because any sin He's going to leave, He's going to attract His presence. Now He's always with us, but we can't always sense His presence. And He can control whether we sense it or not. But evil thoughts, anger, things like that, being self-willed, they make the Holy Spirit, they cause the Holy Spirit to hold back. But yielding, he's enabled to, see, the Lord do everything in wisdom. It's not wise for Him to rest on us if we're not in cooperation with the will of God. But when we are, then it's wise for Him to continue the process of life, the process of healing, the process of, I'm not talking about our physical, I'm saying the healing way of God. The revelation it takes to get the job done, He wants to give it through pure vessels. Not people who hold back, not people who resist, not people who grieve Him. But when we continually yield to Him,
Amen.
Then it's like the dove is, you know, doves are easily startled. They don't want to be around confusion. They don't want to be around things that's not like God. They want to be around a healthy situation, a peaceful situation. The Holy Spirit does too. In this, He's represented as a dove. as powerful as he is. So when we yield to him, the process continues. And he seals us. You don't have to be afraid that you may lose your salvation.
Amen.
If you don't leave the love of God, you're in. He's with you. When the storms are raging, you know, a tornado, anything, when Satan is doing things outside to make it look like you're on your own, you're not alone. The Holy Spirit is there. He's resting on you. And you yield to him, and you'll kill whatever it is Satan's doing. And I like to use the word kill because if something's bothering you, an irritant in your life, a problem, something that's a lingering situation that you haven't completely overcome, it can be killed, just like Goliath. Mm-hmm. And I believe in killing my problems.
Amen.
I don't need them. They're not doing anything productive. Amen. If it's not of God, it's got to go.
Amen.
Kill it. We're sealed. Mary just covered this, the fact that we're sealed so beautifully that he has a purpose. His purpose is, it's like faith. Faith is always on. We don't turn the lights on and they stay on a while and go off. If they do that, something's wrong. From the time we believe on Jesus Christ, our faith is on. It stays on. It's always in the present. It's always on. It's always working. So we trust God. And wherever we trust God, that's where we use our faith. And it's because it's on. I asked the Lord something about doubt. And this, when people doubt, everything has its own focus. He said, faith looks to God, fear looks to man, pride looks within. And I was considering, what does doubt look to? And I was just, because it always, it's an interruption. If we kill doubt, we can do all things through Christ. And the Holy Spirit will rest on us even more. And he said, doubt is a surrendering focus. It's a focus. It surrenders itself to the world that's against Christ. So if you can, some people have faith to go forward, to move mountains, but they also have doubt, and it nullifies their faith.
Or it waters it down.
Yeah, and they can't move the mountain. Doubt can be killed because it's a choice. Jesus said in Mark 11, he said, they asked him about the fig tree. In verse 22, he said, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So that means doubt is also a choice. And a choice can be unchosen. He said, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Just like Ray was talking about this morning. Now, this is important in relating to the Holy Spirit. We address him with faith and no doubt. We believe what he's doing without doubt. We do what he gives us to do without doubt. And then he'll remain and things will work properly. We'll be strong because we're yielding to him. And at the right time, he anoints us to do things. The act of anointing. You know, the pictures and the emblems of people being anointed, they all was poured on them. That's letting you know that there's something else with you. When Saul was anointed to be king, he became another man. He was able to judge like a king and not just a man. But he was a very industrious and word-keeping person when we first met him. He was trying to find the donkeys. And he took the matter all the way to Samuel. And then, you know, he didn't give up. Our faith is the same way. If you believe in God for something, take it all the way to the end. Never give up. You're going to get what you're after. But doubt will cause people to stop. Well, it's not working. I'll just stop. Keep it going till you finish. God said, I said, how long do we fight the enemy? This was years ago. He said, fight till you win and live in victory. Our faith is on. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, I wanted to spend some time on the anointing, but I want to share some more of these emblems. The Holy Spirit can anoint a person to do specific things. Just like Samson was anointed to judge and to kill and fight. He was anointed, for he had God's ability to do this. Paul was anointed to minister to Gentiles. Peter to the Jews and the Gentiles. So whatever you're anointed to do, that's where you're going to be effective. And there are specifics. Whatever the Holy Spirit share with you, whatever revelation you need, he's going to prepare you to operate in that anointing. And the anointing itself will teach you.
Yes.
Your anointing will train you. It's really the Holy Spirit. He anoints you, and that anointing trains you so that you can carry it, so that the Holy Spirit can remain on you, so he can rest on you. If he rests on a church, miracles will continue to happen. It will never stop. And the enemy, he'll try to attack it. But by the Holy Spirit, you have to, as you yield to him, you'll sense when the enemy's coming. Those that have the gift of discerning spirits will people will pay attention and to protect the move of God. You have to protect the move of God. You can't just enjoy the fact that it's going on. You have to protect it. That's why most moves of God come to a close, because people don't know they have to protect it. You don't have to be on the board to protect it. If you see something, protect it. Do like Ray did, say something. The Lord had brought things to my attention over the years. I saw things forming, and I spoke against it to stop it. And if I had to, I brought it to other people's attention. But sometimes I didn't.
Even watching TV, you can see things forming on the news and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You don't speak against it. You just say, this world's getting so bad, I just don't know what we're going to do.
You agree with it.
Yeah, you do. But you can speak against it.
I noticed, if I do hear something, sometimes it'll be negative, and I'll just be like, but I just immediately will pray, and I'll be like, in Jesus' name, saying, you don't have no authority. I just start speaking stuff, and I'm mm-hmm. like, maybe that's why I end up, hearing that or watching it, because, he wants you to, pray and, use your authority.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
What we do is not normal in the world system. But what we can do is made obvious by spending time with him. We can do all things through Christ. We are not limited people.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord, he's wise. If something gets to your ears, sometimes it's the Lord that calls you to hear this thing so you can say something. Now, he's not going to spell it out for you. He wants you, sometimes Jesus did things to see if his disciples would just catch on. He went to sleep in the boat to see what they would do.
Purpose.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit would do you like that. He wants to see, are you going to do something about this? You noticed it, well, what will you do with it? I'm ready. Are you ready? And he'll do you like that. And sometimes, I say sometimes, I catch on. And when I do, it works. I'm not always mindful of the things that, he put before me, just being honest. But that's why I say I will do all that's in his heart, so I'll be more aware of what he's doing. I'm not always aware. But saying it will help me be mindful of him.
Amen.
I don't do that just to do it. I want to see, I learned something about time from Alicia. My wife, she'll do a little bit every day till it's done. Mm-hmm. And I learned that before I met her, I'll stay up all night working, trying to get something done. Literally. When I was young, I had a heap of energy. I would not sleep till I got the whole thing written. And I was wired that way. But I saw her, she would take a little portion of time. And when I wrote The Cost of Freedom, I did that in a few short sets. I did it quick. I worked on it every chance I got. But when I wrote The Spirit of Egypt, I wrote it on my break time at work. I wrote 15 minutes on my second break. And right before I go to bed, I write one page. And I did that till it was done. And I learned that from her. Consistency is more important than just, you know, living out of balance. The Holy Spirit knows we have families and we have other responsibilities. So when He gives you something to do, don't feel like you got to complete it in one day. You know, He put people to give us visuals that we need. And I learned, you know, that's how she does. She get a lot done. She'll do a little bit every day till it's done. And when you every time you finish something, you become a candidate for the next step that's greater. So when you, these emblems, all of them, I'm going to try to name them before we close. The dove, the seal of promise, the act of anointing. Now that's very, you know, I won't spend more time on that, but when He anoints you to do something, He's giving you God's ability. That's a jump. That's a huge step. Because once He anoints a person, that person's anointed forever. And He gave you this commission. And when you're anointed, you have to carry it out. Or He'll have to do something else. But when it comes to you, that you're the best person and the best choice in the whole wide world to do this part of God's plan. Okay, oil is a representation. It lets everybody know God chose you when oil is poured upon you. You are anointed. You are set apart to do this specific work. And the Holy Spirit will fill in the blanks. And it will be visible. It will be known. Fire. She talked about how fire purifies. The fire of the Holy Spirit is positive. It's a positive fire. It burns. We're on fire for God. Rain. He fulfills whatever lacks that are out there, just like rain. Breath. His life is in you. Wind. His breath upon others. The river of God, the nourishing words that flow and give life to others through you. Dew, the moisture that keeps things going.
Amen. Okay.
All these emblems, we'll cover them next week. But the act of, you know, I'm going to spend more time on the anointing because it's so powerful.
Please do.
What we can do as we yield, that's where we're powerful. It's like the superhero, the molecule man that Ray was talking about. Whatever he speaks, he changes the molecules. We do better than that. Whatever we speak, we bring the life of God to the situation. The justice of God, the mercy of God, and sometimes the judgment of God all at once. When we stop Satan's work and increase the work of God in others through saying words, and we can be a half a world away and do this because our faith is recognized. All right. Good Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for showing us the secrets of life to help us to go forward in you. Help us to live a life that you can rest upon. Help us to do all that's in your heart, being aware of the holy plan of God. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I know y'all think I spent a long time on these emblems, you know, trying to teach them, but I'm trying to give y'all a different insight mm-hmm. on them that you've had in the past so you can walk strongly and benefit from them. Now it's time to benefit from those things that the Holy Spirit has for us.
He got so much.
Get them to work for you.
Yeah.
In your life. Amen. That good teaching, Apostle, always.